Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On Saturday, April 4th, 1970, the Barbados Advocate reported on what began as an ordinary fishing trip off Barbados, but turned into a story of survival. On Tuesday, March 31st, 1970, four Barbadian fishermen, Douglas King, Vibert Pereira, Johnny Lamin, and Carl Bourne, set out just after 4:30 p.m., heading to the shoal banks in search of Bonito. It was the kind of trip many fishermen had taken before. Routine, familiar, nothing to suggest the danger that lay ahead. But as night fell and the men prepared to return home, trouble struck. The pump on their 22-foot boat Sea Spray failed. Without it, they were left drifting in the dark waters miles from shore. Then, in the distance, they saw a light. At first, it brought hope, a passing ship that could guide them or render assistance. But as the light grew larger, hope quickly turned to fear. The vessel was headed straight toward them. Desperate to be seen, the men improvised. They sought assured in mentholated spirits, set it alight, and waved it as a flare. Nothing. They tried again. Still, nothing. The ship did not change course. Realizing they had not been spotted, the men made a split-second decision. They abandoned their boat and leapt into the sea, just moments before the massive vessel crashed into the Sea Spray. Now in the water, with their boat fully damaged, they shouted for help, but the ship continued on, disappearing into the darkness. Alone in the open sea, the four men did what many would do in that moment. They prayed. Then, something remarkable happened. After traveling some distance, the ship, identified as the Venomous, turned back. Lights swept across the water as the crew began searching. Seizing what might be their only chance, the men decided someone had to swim toward the ship. Vibert Pereira volunteered. As he struck out through the dark water, he was spotted by the ship's second engineer, who immediately dove in to help him. Back at the wreck, the situation was worsening. The damaged boat was beginning to sink. King and Bourne made the decision to swim for it, while Lameng held onto what remained of the vessel. One by one, the men were pulled from the sea by the ship's lifeboat. Against the odds, all four survived. Later, Douglas King would describe the ordeal as a terrific experience, crediting their survival to what he believed was divine intervention, and to one crucial moment, a Barbadian seaman who had briefly left the deck, returning just in time to spot them in the water. It is a story of quick thinking, courage, and sheer luck, but also of human instinct to fight, to hope, and to hold on. More than 50 years later, the rescue of the Sea Spray fishermen remains a powerful reminder of how quickly the sea can turn, and how, even in the darkest moments, rescue can come when it is least expected.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.